You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
There's a really big difference between wanting the outcome and wanting to do what it takes to create it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, daily episodes for a year that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes because we all need to take a few minutes to slow down and be intentional instead of just diving into our days and flying by the seat of our pants with a lack of intention. I had this conversation with one of my clients in the consistency course the other day because she was questioning, how can I want this so bad but still not do the work? And I said to her, there's a really big difference between wanting the outcome and wanting to do what it takes to create it. No doubt you want the outcome, but it sure doesn't look or sound like you want to do what it takes. And you might be having a moment right now where you're like, well, yeah, I don't want to do what it takes. I would rather overeat. I would rather sleep in. I would rather skip the workout. I would rather procrastinate. So there is a perspective you have that makes you not want to work out, not want to get up with the alarm, not want to eat clean. But know this. There is another perspective. There are hundreds of other perspectives. And how we feel about things stems from not the things inherently themselves, but how we view it. Because think about it this way. There are some people who want to wake up and work out in the morning, and there are some people who don't. The difference is in their beliefs and perspectives around the activity. It does not inherently flow from the activity itself. I used to want to sleep in because the story was like, oh, my bed is so comfy and it feels so good and I need the extra sleep. And I associated all sorts of pleasure with staying in bed and getting more sleep and all sorts of pain with getting up and starting my day. And I had to change those associations. That is perspective. Now, I tell myself that those mornings by myself before my kids wake up are some of the best times of my day, the most peaceful and quiet and controlled times of my day, that having that time makes such a difference in my day, a positive difference in my day, that I am happier and more patient and more calm and I feel more in control of whatever happens when I have that time. I have associated so much pleasure with that time getting up before my kids and so much pain with the times that I don't. If I hit snooze, if I stay in bed, if I'm just getting up when my kids are getting up, I feel like I'm chasing my tail. It sucks. I haven't made my coffee and then I'm trying to balance, changing diapers, getting Roman on the potty, making breakfast. Girls want to be held and I want my coffee and I need breakfast. I have switched those associations through my perspective. You can do that too. There is a really big difference between wanting the outcome and wanting to do what it takes. The same is true with exercise. There are some people who associate a ton of pain with movement. Ugh, I don't want to work hard. Ugh, I don't want to sweat. Ugh, I'd rather sit here on the couch. And they've associated so much more pleasure with skipping the workout, with putting it off. But those are perspectives driving those associations, and you can change those perspectives. You need to change those perspectives. Today is the day that you can begin. Because if you just want the outcome, but you don't genuinely want to do the work to get there, you probably won't do it, or at least you won't do it for very long. So get to work making yourself desire, creating the perspectives and the mindsets that make you want to do what it's going to take. I'll see you tomorrow.